to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we talk to Dermot Smurfit, the president and CEO of GAN, the groundbreaking online gaming platform provider, on why GAN has brought together the best of sports betting and iGaming for U.S. and North American casino companies. The GGB podcast is brought to you by Konami Gaming, displaying its latest player cashless, cardless, and convenience technology at this year's G2E Las Vegas. The race is on to get U.S. gaming companies online for both sports betting and iGaming. GAN, however, had a head start. Dermot Smurfit took a successful European gaming provider to the U.S. nearly 10 years ago and concentrated on the newly discovered phenomena of social casino. And the recent purchase of Coolbet will give GAN clients access to cutting-edge technology when attracting and retaining new customers. Smurfit joined me via Zoom from his Prius in Miami in July. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Dermot Smurfit from GAN. Thanks for joining us today, Dermot. It's great to see you.
You're very welcome, Roger. Always delighted to catch up.
You know, a lot has happened in your company since the last time we talked. I mean, you know, we've certainly been following GAN for many years. I think we first met at the Indian Gaming Conference, what, 8 or 9 years ago, right? It's been quite a while, and But you really seem to be hitting on all cylinders now. Why don't you tell us, what happened? Let's start with GAN Sports. How did that come about, and why is that so important to the future of GAN?
Last May, Cinco de Mayo, in fact, 5th of May, we popped out onto the NASDAQ exchange. Very happy with the transaction. It was probably the high watermark of corporate reorganization in the 20-odd year history of GAN, and we effectively acquired ourselves with a new burrito top company, completed the IPO. Last year we raised a total $167 million, not just in the original IPO, but also to finance the acquisition of Coolbet. Coolbet is an international, very, very well thought of emerging B2C operator led by sports and in-house proprietary sports betting technology they developed from scratch. They launched in 2016. We came across that name shortly after the NASDAQ IPO, when in fact our clients were urging us, and clients that were close to the boat at the time were urging us to go out there and find something better. You know, they knew very well the strengths and the weaknesses of all the different sports betting experiences available to them, either as a B2B client of a B2B sports vendor, or in fact the mobile sports betting apps of the large B2C operators, and we all know who those guys are.
Sure, right.
And our clients prodded us out the door to go and try and find something that was better, because most of our clients were dimly aware that in the distant far side of the planet called Europe, there was probably quite a lot of state-of-the-art technology powering vastly different and superior mobile sports betting experiences. And that's what we did. We engaged a number of very experienced consultants in the UK, where a lot of, you know, sports gambling has originated over the last 25 years. Of course, Europe is a 25-year-old industry,
and sure.
We came up with a very short list. We played a bit of buzzword bingo to make sure that, you know, hey, in 30 seconds or less, can you tell us about your black markets business? And if they have black markets business, we'd say bye-bye, no,
right.
Not interested. So that kind of ruled out some of the candidates on the list. We actually evaluated 16 companies in total. Some of them were startups, some of them were very, very large and in the B2B space already on the sports side. And Coolbet was, the more we learned about Coolbet, the more we got to know the team, the more we respected their capabilities, and the product experience was just so meticulously created from day one. And one of the key parts of technology that a lot of people don't really appreciate is, if you want to create a vision, if you want to create a better sports gambling experience, you can't develop it as you go. You need to have a very, very clear vision on day one before you start to work. What kind of architecture, what kind of foundations you need to lay for the building before you do it? And that's one of the reasons why a lot of sports betting technology that's very, very old, that's got foundations that were laid in 2004, 2005, 2006 era, struggle to keep up with state-of-the-art mobile sports betting user experiences in the way that, that Coolbet has. And of course, we undertook the acquisition with the principal strategic aim to acquire sports betting technology and sports betting trading capability, because you, that's what you need to properly serve retail casino operators here in the US who are looking to move online. They don't just need the technology. That's only one half of the solution, arguably even less. You need the experienced professional ability to set up and run a sports book, you know, in running and pre-game betting. And that's an extremely complex ask. So the tech is just one piece. It's the trading services and risk management that need to accompany the technology, which were sold for by acquiring the Coolbet business. And it's turned out to be an extremely positive experience. Of course, we pre-announced on Q2, exceptional ramp up through the year, and we're delighted with how it's performing, and very much look forward to demonstrating at G2E the new and very innovative, very, very well received by all of our clients who've seen it, kiosk technology and point of sale technology, which is taking again the best parts of Coolbet creativity married with the GAN knowledge of the regulatory environment over here in the US, which is very, very complicated. And producing what we believe will be not just the best mobile sports experience for sports gamblers of all kinds, recreational or sophisticated veteran, hardcore, wise guys, but also at the kiosk level in the retail channel, an exceptional kiosk designed to make very, very complicated parlays very, very easy to execute if you're the consumer who wants to place that complex bet. And parlays, as we all know, are very high margin attractive parts of the sports betting revenue mix.
For sure, sure. Well, you mentioned Coolbet as a B2C site. So are you scrapping the C site? Because I know your GAN is a B2B company.
No. We're being very, very clear that we are not deploying Coolbet here in the U.S. as a B2C operator. We're simply taking the best parts of their jigsaw puzzle and putting them together with the jigsaw puzzle we've already developed and assembled for our B2B clients here in the U.S. Coolbet, I would argue, Roger, that if you want to provide a comprehensive B2B offering to retail casino clients, you kind of have to have the capabilities that sit only within B2C operators and very, very few other B2B companies. So it was an important realization as we went through our own kind of investigative cycle at the tail end of the second quarter last year that, you know, actually, if you go buy just a pure play B2B tech company in Europe and then bring it into the US, it's only one part of the jigsaw puzzle, and it's a complicated jigsaw puzzle, which, you know, I always feel is underappreciated. It's complex on the platform side, it's complex on the sports product side, it's complex on the front end user interface side that is all important, because that's what the end user consumer sees, even though it's a relatively small proportion of the totality of the tech that's required to drive that consumer experience. So we did the right thing for Coolbet shareholders and GAN shareholders who brought the companies together, and we're very much looking forward to getting it at the doors and in the hands of casino executives, all of whom have iPhones. You got to remember that the iPhone experience is exceptionally important as part of the overall B2B marketing cycle.
Sure, sure. So walk us through what's going to be different with GAN Sports and some of the other platforms out there.
Well, so it's extremely difficult to name check competitors, and I don't want to get involved in that. That's but the truth is, we have a simple view, and our view is informed by our clients, the retail casino operators, that most B2B product experiences available here in America are fairly pedestrian. You know, they're not terribly exciting. Nobody's going to download a B2B sports app and go, wow, this is better than anything I've seen provided in the marketplace here in the US today. So what we believe is that Coolbet's highly social, engaging offering, and it's something we talked about in the last quarterly earnings call, you know, they've got end user features that are surfaced to the consumer, the sports gambler, which I think Jason Robbins, the CEO of DraftKings, is today talking about maybe developing in the future. Coolbet has it. We have it. It's been deployed. It results in market-leading industry statistics for player retention month-to-month on the sports gambler side. It results in very, very, what I call social engagement features that I haven't seen at all present here in the U.S. sports betting apps that I've gleefully downloaded from the App Store, just like you have.
Sure, and everybody else has.
So things like, you know, being able to see where the bets are originating, all very geo-comply style.
Right.
Being able to see betting in my area, being able to follow on the bets, hit your betting wagon to somebody else who's a successful sports gambler who's been successful the last day, week, month, year. You know, these are just examples of what I describe as highly recreational, highly engaging, just exciting to watch what's happening. You can watch the ticker stream of sports bets
sure,
as they're
right.
placed. Mm-hmm. You can see with maximum and absolute transparency, you know, where the bets are being placed on various different parts of the book as the book evolves mm-hmm. all the way through pregame and in running. So there's really fascinating access to information which is available for probably more of appeal to hardcore wise guys who's looking to really maximize their opportunity. But it's that combination of recreational, social features, transparency, design, UX, user experience. It's all far, far better than anything that we have seen. Now, of course, this is a highly subjective opinion, and
sure,
it's thankfully shared by some very expert industry consultants. But I think when we launch CoolBet here in the US, their capabilities under the brand GAN Sports, you know, mm-hmm. we have rebranded
sure, right.
everything they have plugged into the GAN platform mm-hmm. as GAN Sports. So it's additional to our platform, PAM offering, or
right.
online casino offering. Now we have GAN Sports. And I think once we pop it out there, as I said, in the App Store, it ultimately has got to get onto the iPhones of the industry, so the industry executives can consume the experience themselves. I think it will be a pretty major thing. I think it will be a tectonic shift in the appeal of the end user experience, and we'll just lift the bar
sure.
that much higher.
Right.
And at the end of the day, all we're obsessed by here in the US is to give our clients a competitive advantage.
Right.
Life is all about conferring competitive advantage on your B2B clients to let them succeed in the marketplace. And the one thing that we have seen in every country that CoolBet has launched their offering in, all of them being highly, highly competitive markets, is that the product experience driven by the technology is so much better than the existing sports experiences available to the consumers in those countries that they start referring people. So
yeah.
we hope that user get user, the K factors, it's called, the free customer acquisition that our B2B clients of GAN Sports will get, will be a significant competitive advantage by reducing their need to invest in massive, massive marketing cycles to acquire the exact same user. If you look at the key performance indicators of CoolBet, we publish them, you know, they are market leading as a percentage of revenues. Marketing spend is relatively trivial. And one of the reasons for that is because so many customers of CoolBet turn around to their friends and say, wow, have you seen this thing?
Right,
And then they recommend it and they engage. So you acquire one customer and then that customer goes and gets you a bunch of other customers for free.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I interviewed Art Manteris a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, the job of an app is simply to take a bet and to pay a bet, you know. So I'm assuming there's a simplicity along with the great amenities that come along with this app.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Art Manteris is a great character, an incredible industry professional with insane levels of experience that I don't really think exist in many other human
right.
bodies anywhere in the country. But Nevada in particular, I think the sports gambling apps in Nevada are terrible.
No, they're awful.
I think
yes.
they're all terrible. I don't think anybody would complain about me saying that. That is just the truth burger.
Even terrible apps.
They're terrible consumer experiences.
Even Art's former company is pretty bad, that app, you know, so, but yeah, I mean, it's right. But even I'm in New Jersey right now. I tried to download a sports betting app. I won't say who branded it, but I get to the final registration, boom, hit the button and nothing happens. And I go online, they say, well, reinstall it and start over again. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, I mean, you get one chance basically. And,
you get one chance, absolutely.
So every
part of that journey has to be perfect.
Right. So I'm sure you'll have that perfected by the time it gets into the public's hand. So you know, and you've done some other things.
This is my Tesla steering wheel, by the way.
Okay.
And I
could
share that on behalf of Tesla. You know, the user experience of a Tesla is dramatically superior to nearly every other automobile in my experience.
Okay.
And I don't have to go to a gas station for 20 minutes
every
week.
There you go, right.
So, you know, Tesla Coolbet is the Tesla of sports gambling apps. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, great, great. You'd be surprised at how many people I've done podcasts with, and they're in their cars. So tell me about the recently announced exclusive agreements you signed with Ainsworth and Incredible Technologies. I mean, both are really at the cutting edge of slot technology. And so, are they just going to be dealing with you and your clients?
Yeah, so it's the marriage of the respective strengths of our organization. So I'll put Ainsworth and Incredible Technologies in one bucket together just for a second.
Right.
So GAN's distribution, we have the leading distribution here in the US for online casino content. We've got an incredible number of operator integrations and platform deployments. We are the largest online casino here in the US, really, if you want to think about it in super simplistic, reductive terms.
Right.
We have an extraordinary amount of activity every single day across all the states. We launched in West Virginia at the beginning of May. Very exciting launch for us there as well, getting FanDuel's online casino up and running. And so what I think has been underappreciated by EGM slot machine manufacturers is the complexity of, not so much the complexity of turning a physical slot machine into an online game, but actually the distribution, the plumbing, the piping, the integrations that have to be done between something called an RGS, which is just a black box filled with games, the integration of that RGS with all the different operator platforms that are out there, GAN, Side of Games, you know, whoever's using whichever platform. And so this deal has allowed GAN and these two pretty significant manufacturers of very well-respected gaming experiences here in the U.S. To focus on what they do best, which is get the games ported, get to scale, concentrate your tech resources, not on the plumbing, not on the pipes, but on the content, the rapid deployment, take many, many more titles that they have in their archive and turn them into playable online games. So you've got cost efficiency, so that the manufacturers are spending their developer time is money. Those developers are spending their time and energy focusing on the kind of basic blocking and tackling of turning a physical slot machine into an online playable game, because scale really counts, right? You know, Ainsworth's done a great job. They've got 85 games playable, completed. I think 70-ish are actually out there operational in one of the states. But they really need to get that portfolio up to 200, which is part of their obligation. That's what they're going to do for GAN and for all of our clients pretty quickly over the course of the next 18 months or so. So by letting them concentrate the developer time on doing that porting, meanwhile, the integration between the Ainsworth RGS and the GAN platform is already done, and we're just now in the process of rolling it out the door. So the truth is that it lets our manufacturer partners be a lot more efficient, a lot more cost efficient, time resource efficient, and everybody wins.
Sure.
GAN wins because we get to integrate with pretty much every B2C operator platform that's out there already. So anyone who isn't a client of ours, of our platform, we get we'll pick them up as a client for our content. And secondarily, Ainsworth wins and our clients win because they're focused on simply getting their 85 games up to 200 games. And the dynamics are very similar with and for Incredible Technologies. And I think it just positions us, GAN, at the heart of the huge iGaming content opportunity. I mean, these are slot machines that are recognizable from U.S. retail casino floors. And that's the important truth. And we tried to kind of scratch away at the truth a little bit by revealing some operational performance, relative performance, in the state of Michigan. We had three operator clients go live on our platform on day one in Michigan on January the 21st. And that was a huge technology deliverable by our team. And I was incredibly proud of everybody again for making that happen for all of our clients. But in no other state have we had three operators at the starting line, every one of them with the same online casino portfolio, and were we able to spend a lot of time looking at the relative performance of all the individual games available in these online casinos. And it, for the first time, it gave a very fair, if you like, evaluation opportunity. We could say, hey, do retail slot machines in America really outperform slot games that were designed in Europe and transported across the Atlantic and popped up on a website? And the answer was yes, comprehensively. We started offering some very clear financial performance metrics that were balanced, fair, and calculated with reference to all the actual data as Michigan ramped up very, very quickly, which I think all of us in the industry know. So really,
yeah.
the retail slots, not only are they more performant financially on a per unit basis, but they're also extremely important in, again, lowering the cost of acquisition for our clients. So sure. Our clients have got these games on their website. You know, I think it was the former CEO of 888.com that maybe 15 years ago said, it just takes one game to make a customer switch from one website to the next.
Sure, right, yeah.
And I think that is true. But yeah. Ainsworth and Incredible Technologies games are so well thought of in the industry and so successful in the retail channel that they do fit within the category of the, again, simplified category of must-have content, right? They just, sure. just like everybody else that is major in the retail channel with slot machines, they are must-have content. And I think that must-have content will continue to outperform imported stuff from Europe and Asia, some of which, of course, will succeed, but the vast majority will not find the audience, unlike the retail casino patron who does want to play the same game online as sure. they enjoy and engage with in the retail channel.
Okay, great. Konami's award-winning Synchros casino management system is in the midst of record momentum with several high-profile new clients from the Las Vegas Strip to overseas. Synchros has become the system of choice for operators in some of the world's largest and most competitive gaming markets. At G2E next month, Konami's system is on display with its Sync 31 all-in-one Title 31/AML system, cardless login options, Sync Connect player mobile app, Connectic employee app, Money Clip cashless wagering, and more. Schedule a private demo by visiting KonamiGaming.com/systems. So one of my complaints with online gaming has always been that the connection between the land-based casino and the online casino is very tenuous at this point. There hasn't been a real integration of the loyalty cards and programs and things like that with the online platforms. But I understand, I've been hearing a lot of good things about you know, how you've been able to incorporate the loyalty programs of your various clients to their customers. So hopefully in many cases, people who will gamble on their websites, on their online casinos will also come into their land-based casinos. Is that a good overview of what you're doing?
Yep. So we were the first guys to do it back right. in April of 2012. So
right.
We did it for Maryland Live, owned by the Cordish Group.
Right.
We switched on a free-to-play website that was connected with a casino management system and reward card accounts inside the casino management system. So a whole bunch of different things happened. And from that, we learned and because we were the first company to do it publicly, we went and we patented that capability. We call it the iBridge framework, and we've licensed it to coming on 20 different retail casino operator groups, and we've licensed it a couple of times for very considerable amounts of money, which reflect the worth to a U.S. retail casino operator who correctly, logically wants to connect the retail rewards account and retail rewards card held
right.
by their retail patron with the online gambling experience and the online gambling account held within an online gambling system. We've done it for years for simulated gaming from January 2014 all the way through to, well, even the most recent launch for Gila River in Arizona. We connect the rewards cards to the online gambling accounts and everything flows from that relationship. The money spent online or money gambled online, whether it's for real money or simulated gaming, mm-hmm. drives the issuance of reward points. And we did this for the first time in Pennsylvania in early summer of 2019. And skip forward 19 months later, we had enough accumulated information on the operational performance of that to be able to speak openly as a public company for the first time to say, well, guess what, guys? What happened in simulated gaming that we've been telling you all is the difference between making 30 cents per day in a social casino or making $2.50 per day in a social casino. That difference is driven by the all-important retail online linkage facilitated by Gant's iBridge patent. The same has happened in the real money gambling space. Not surprisingly, but you know, there's always cynics out there. A lot of people who say, oh, can't possibly be true. We saw 161% uplift in online casino gaming revenue
mm-hmm.
from people who had linked their rewards cards versus those who did not. We saw 140% uplift in sports gambling revenues from people who connected their retail rewards card to their online gambling account. So this is all from the standpoint of a retail casino executive. It's entirely logical that you should do this. And then, of course, they turn to their tech platform provider, and the tech platform provider goes, well, you know, we don't really want to do that. We don't really, you know, we think we might know how to do it, but there's some IP out there in the space, and
right.
we don't want to step on toes and end up with
sure.
Nasty grams in the mail, all the usual stuff. So we're the only company that can and does legitimately connect those two worlds together in a way that's very sophisticated and ultimately creates value. And it's our job to create that value for our clients.
Okay. So GAN was clearly the leading company in setting up social casinos for U.S. and North American casinos, certainly prior to the legalization of iGaming in the United States. How important is that part of your business still to your company?
Incredibly, incredibly important. It's an incredibly important strategic tool in our armory. Mm-hmm. It is something that generates, renders, and delivers to the typical retail casino patron an iGaming-esque experience,
right,
that effectively allows the retail casino owner to move online and start accumulating a database.
Sure.
Start building that all-important, incredibly valuable database of your patrons who want to play online. So you're taking preemptive action, preemptive steps to protect your retail casino patrons. And if you don't develop the online community now and build the online database now, you're not going to be ready when iGaming comes or even online sports betting comes. Mm-hmm. So that's really the critical aspect of what we've been trying to do and deliver. And we've, of course, extended simulated gaming from not just fake money online casino gameplay, but fake money sports betting. You would have been amazed at the activity during the last NFL season on this fake money sports gambling.
Yeah.
Average bet, 53,000 fake dollars. we thought to ourselves, why are these people doing it? But they are behaving exactly the same way, because we're the only company that can show you what's happening with real money sports betting, what's happening with fake money sports betting. And we saw the same number of bets, obviously completely different fake money values versus a typical average bet of, $50, $60, $70 per unique individual sports bet, depending on which operator brand you're talking about. But we saw the same level of engagement and utilization during the NFL season and all the key matches and events that took place during that season. So very much a valid part. My message to the whole U.S. retail casino industry is, if you're not online, you really need to be online. And it's not a tick-the-box strategy of having a mobile app that's all chatty and social and nicey-nice. This is about getting ready for the real game, real sports betting, real iGaming. Get ready for it. Deploy GAN's iGaming-esque online casino or online sportsbook connected to your rewards program. Get your customers engaged with you in the online channel before you lose them. Protect the value of your existing customer databases. Generate some online income as well, so this thing does more than wash its face. It'll be a nice, nice profit center for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The economic argument is no longer one we're having to. We no longer persuade our clients. We simply present them the data and say, why would you do this? And we won Gila River in Arizona year to date, Seneca Gaming Corporation, upstate New York, major gaming enterprise.
Sure.
And we're super excited that there are plenty of other simulated gaming opportunities in lots of different states for GAN. And the more the merrier. We're now extremely efficient at getting simulated gaming clients online.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody hasn't looked at the state-of-the-art native apps, I would encourage them to go and download the Gila River simulated gaming app on their iPhone. Again, very important. We know you all have iPhones out there.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy what I think is incredible experience that strategically prepares retail casino operators for the online sports iGaming future that is no doubt coming to pass.
Sure.
And I think finally, with even the Wire Act put back in its box, finally the ghost of Sheldon Adelson's bastards disappeared from the online side of the industry.
Right.
We will now see a very, very significant ramp up in the regulatory cycle and, of course, the overall total addressable market, or TAM.
Right. So, have you been able to convert some of these social casino companies that you've developed a social casino for now that iGaming is legal in the states where they're located?
Yeah, that's exactly the play. We go forth, we bring people online, and then we I think one of the primary roles that we perform in the industry and have been performing for years is demonstrating the complexity of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Retail casino executives have got a lot of complicated technology inside their buildings, and they appreciate how complex it is to operate that technology, and perhaps to a lesser extent, how complex it is to develop it in the first place. Simulated gaming gives the same executive group ability to understand how complex it is in the online world,
right?
Whether it's online infrastructure issues, where I don't know if anybody else had a massive internet outage issue earlier on in the week, last week, but last week a big chunk of the Northeast region just went offline, just like that.
Yeah.
Internet infrastructure. So you get an appreciation of this non-static dynamic environment that you have to operate online gambling technology in.
Mm-hmm.
Retail casinos are static, right? Not much changes. You get your CMS in there, it gets updated once a year or once a quarter if you're really lucky. But your physical bricks and mortar casino really won't change that much. It's a static technology infrastructure environment. The online space is insanely complicated. Everything from whether it's third-party RGS integrations or hosting centers or internet infrastructure to name aim systems going offline for a hot second. There's so many different things that happen out there in the wild that need to be accommodated for. That's what we do, is we educate our simulated gaming clients as to, you know, here's what a complex back office system looks like. Here's the reporting. Right. Here's the information on the activity. And I think we are as much educators and very consultancy style approach towards the sales narrative that we try and lead retail casinos into the promised land. And like a lot of missionaries, sometimes we don't find an audience and we get chased out of town, but we've got a pretty damn good batting average. I'm delighted with the progress in simulated game year to date and see huge opportunity for simulated going forward. Every single retail casino property in America should have one of these online things. It's just true. I've been saying it for years. And sometimes I feel like I'm the Cassandra of the industry, right? From anyone with an education in Greek classical history, Cassandra was a woman who was cursed to be always heard but never believed.
Right.
And I think that's just the same truth, the same journey that you and I have crossed paths on occasionally. Online was always going to be huge in America, always was. Nobody could just tell what the timing looked like.
It is
now upon us in a way that I don't think even the most upbeat forecasters could have considered. You've got an industry and a TAM that is, I think, one of the most exciting financial industrial opportunities for the internet to revolutionize an industry that has been largely not asleep at the wheel, but has ignored and feared the online revolution. There's been cannibalization concerns. Mm-hmm. There's been, you know, data security concerns. There's been all kinds of scare stories that have allowed retail casinos to stay hidden in their shell. And it's time they all came out.
So, you know, I've noticed in the last, year or so, some of the operators are buying some technology. They want to have their own technology in-house. And I always wonder, you know, why they go to that trouble when they can ally themselves with your company and maybe some of the others in the industry that have the expertise, that really understand how to do it. And as you say, it's intensely complicated behind the scenes there. And I don't know if they realize that. But, what's your answer to those companies that are going down the tech path?
Roger, we European executives have seen this movie before, and it's a terrible thing to have to say, but I think a lot of them are going to fail. I think that's always been the case. There's always been an appetite. Why can't we do this? Why is it all so difficult? And then they have to go through the corporate strategic cycle of trying and failing and then going back to renting tech. Battle-tested technology is very, very, very scarce. Mm-hmm. You know, my view is there's only really two battle-tested platforms available here in the US today that are, you know, low-risk proven. And also the marginal cost of renting our technology and our services is, you know, vanishingly small in the context of the overall opportunity.
Sure.
But I think, you know, certain casinos, small, medium, large, you know, frequently the large guys are going to try and do it themselves. I mean, if you look at some of the illustrative examples, both on the casino management side, you know, how many retail US casinos have their own retail casino management system?
Right.
I think Foxwoods bought a copy of something from Bally and built on top of it back in the days when they had 80, 90 developers on staff. Today, they've got a fraction of that. And, you know, it's probably a bit, probably not right for me to comment. Beyond that, I think you've got the Seminoles who've got their own casino management system. But really, these are exceptions to prove the rule.
And
I think the same will come to pass in the iGaming online sports industry, because it is incredibly complicated. It is capital intensive just to get to where we're at today, never mind where we're going to be in a few years' time. And I believe in the socialized cost of technology. I'm not a socialist. I'm a hardcore capitalist, like every good Irish American. The socialized cost of technology is a very, very important driver.
Mm-hmm.
All of our B2B clients are contributing to this intellectual property pool that we have created over a very, very long period of time, optimized over the last 8 years, developing and optimizing the capabilities that we offer to all of our B2B clients today. It's again, it's one of the key reasons why, for example, Soaring Eagle, the largest tribal casino in Michigan, came to GAN that we announced the last earnings call. Very delighted to be bringing them online in Michigan as our fourth operator client. And one of the key reasons is we are a battle-tested, well-thought-of, successful, significant developer, owner, operator of technology, which is contributed to by so many different real money gambling clients here in the U.S. And our experience is unique. Our capability is very, very strong. And, you know, we licensed our technology to Wynn Resorts in Michigan, and we also licensed our patent to iBridge framework. We're looking forward to bringing Wynn's reward program online in the next few weeks in time for the NFL season. So there are plenty of reasons to choose GAN, plenty of reasons to not try and do it yourself, because you just don't know what you don't know. And I think this industry is going to have to go through a few scare stories before they begin to go, okay, yes, maybe it is a bit like the European landscape. Maybe it is going to be, as Europe and the UK has evolved, it's going to be dominated by a small number of highly scarce, highly, highly complex enterprise software solution providers. And that's the market position we occupy today. We see a very vibrant sales pipeline of casino operators looking to switch horses because they're unhappy for good, bad, or in different reasons. We've got people who have their own tech and they realize they can't stand up their tech in all the different places they need to be, so they want us to help them out. We see other people who are coming in with a standing start, who are looking to get up to scale, and they can't really figure out, well, I have European tech, but am I really going to airdrop it into the US and spend 5 years trying to optimize it to the point where I can spend marketing capital in the same way that, you know, some of the larger guys can?
Sure.
These are the kind of conundrums that face everybody, and I kind of accept the debate. I think the debate is going to continue to rage for a little while.
Right. But, you know, GAN is not remaining static. I understand you're developing a new product and service hub in Miami. A nice place to open an office.
That's GAN Miami.
Okay.
Behind me.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep,
great.
So we've set up and opened in the Wynwood area of Miami, sitting between downtown Miami and Fort Lauderdale, so we can draw from both those environments. We've got our first bums on seats.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to airdropping in there for a week myself next month to help accelerate the talent acquisition. Very exciting time to be in Miami. It's an emerging tech hub. There's a lot of talent down there. There's a lot of talent that's moving down there. At one point, there is a secular shift of smart young tech people to the sunnier states with the slightly lower state taxation components. So we're looking to capture various different strands of the opportunity and have a significant software engineering base here in the United States. We already have a software team in Las Vegas, helped by my very capable CIO, Simon Knock, and we're very much looking forward to growing at the Miami office during the balance of the year.
Great. Well, you mentioned we're going to see you at G2E, which will be a pleasure to see you in person this year. And what some of the details of your display that you're going to see at G2E?
Yeah, we're going to be demonstrating our kick-ass kiosks and our beautiful mobile app capability on the sports side. So that sports. We're also going to be demonstrating some of the exciting new Ainsworth and incredible technology online games. So there's going to be plenty to see on the stand. It's coming up soon. And genuinely, I hope the whole industry is going to show up.
Yeah.
Let's all show up. Let's have a show of force. You know, get vaccinated if you're not already vaccinated. Let's just go press the flesh for the first time in way too long, and
Absolutely.
Just have a really encouraging G2E. It's about time. And I understand NIGA had a very successful run.
They did,
just a week ago, and I was delighted to hear that the attendance was as strong as it was. So congratulations to everybody at the NIGA organization. Let's hope for a strong tailwind and, you know, a continued sensible approach towards vaccinations and vaccination rates. And I will see you all with hopefully a big smile on everybody's face to show our new wares as we drift into the last quarter of 2021.
Great. Well, Dermot, thanks for the time. It is great to talk to you again, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you got on display at G2E. And congratulations on the success you've been having, and I'm sure it's going to continue.
Thank you, sir. Always lovely to see you.
Take care. Hope you enjoyed this week's GGB podcast, with a special thanks to Konami Gaming. Visit KonamiGaming.com/system to schedule time with their Synchros team during G2E. To learn more about GAN, sports betting, and iGaming, visit GGVMagazine.com. For all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the recovery from the pandemic, delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, sign up for free at GGBnews.com by using the coupon code GGB180. Don't miss any edition of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast. Yeah, we'll be-